This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel said it was checking to see if it had killed Hamas's second highest military leader in an airstrike in Gaza, media said, as prospects fade of a ceasefire to coincide with the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
If his death is confirmed, Marwan Issa would be the highest-ranking Hamas official killed by Israel in 5 months of war that have pulverized the Gaza Strip and killed thousands of Palestinians. Nicknamed the Shadow Man for his ability to stay off Israel's radar, he's one of three top Hamas leaders who planned the October 7th attack and are believed to still be directing military operations. Israeli Army Radio said the Al-Nusayrat camp in central Gaza had been bombed on Saturday night, following intelligence about Issa's location, and five people were killed.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. NATO boss Jens Stoltenberg made clear on Monday he disagreed with Pope Francis's comments that Ukraine should have the courage of the white flag and negotiate an end to the war triggered by Russia's invasion.
If we want a negotiated, peaceful, lasting solution, the way to get there is to provide the military support to Ukraine.
The Secretary General of the North Atlantic Treaty Organization in the interview with Reuters also distanced himself from French President Emmanuel Macron's declaration Western allies should not rule out deploying troops to Ukraine. Sweden's national flag has been raised at NATO headquarters to cement the Nordic country's place as the 32nd member. The ceremony on Monday came more than 2 years after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, which persuaded Sweden's reluctant public to seek safety under the alliance's security umbrella.